What about the number of sentinel nodes removed in the false negative rate?
Actually, that wasn't affected by that either until you really got to an area where you were taking out probably 8 or 9 sentinel nodes, and then the false negative rate really started to come down. But then that approximates almost what an axillary dissection is.
Do you ever see 8 or 9 sentinel nodes?
Well, we had them in our series, yes. We had, the average was 3 sentinel nodes, but you know, you had 1, and we had patients who had probably 9 or 10, I think was probably somewhere around the highest. But that happens. It still happens today in practice. And you get a phone call from someone, you know, out in the community or distantly who asked that. They said, well, you know, we did the mapping and I was finished, you know, with the mapping and we started and I found 1 and then I kept getting a hot spot beyond and beyond, all above the 10% cutoff. And that's what we used in our trial. 10% of the hottest node was the cutoff. And if you were under that, you could stop. And if you were above that, you would kind of keep going. And it is a problem that probably is related somewhat to the type of technique that the isotope is injected. We were using a millicurie of unfiltered technetium sulfur colloid then. We were using a moderate amount of fluid that was injected as well. And so the question, you know, possibly comes up, is it too much isotope, too much fluid? Personally, now for myself, because we've looked at the data, and have come away and have actually readjusted how I perform a sentinel node biopsy now because I've seen some of that data. And the one key thing that made me change was the fact that our intramammary artery node, sentinel node biopsies, were actually very low. We only had roughly about 50 patients who had IMA nodes that were identified. And of those, only, I believe I recall, 4 had positive sentinel nodes there. But when you looked at those, they were also associated with a positive axillary node. So the issue was, why bother? And I know a lot is made about hunting sentinel nodes in the internal mammary artery chain, and I think that that's something that probably doesn't need to be done on a routine basis. In fact, even the Almanac study, which was reported at ASCO, looked at that, and they found a very low percentage of patients had IMA nodes identified, and then of those, even a smaller percentage had positive nodes, sentinel nodes in the IMA, that caused an alteration in treatment. So looking at that, saying, okay, if we're not going to go hunting sentinel nodes in the IMA chain any longer, then why bother with all of the high dose of technetium and the intraparenchymal injections? And then you've looked at the other individuals who have performed work as far as trying to alter the injection techniques. And there's been a good amount of success with just intradermal injection and also subareolar injection of both isotope and dye. And right now, I've personally modified my technique to just use an intradermal injection of isotope, about 250 millicuries and a very small amount of fluid, about 0.3 cc's of fluid for the intradermal injection. And then in the operating room, use 1 to 2 cc's of the lymphogyrin blue dye under the areola. And that gives me usually 2 to 3 sentinel nodes.